Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry, looking at the book of James, chapter 1, as we gather on this Friday. I've been just thinking about verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So as we've been working through, or if you look at the book of James chapter 1, you know, it's the testing of your faith. It's about asking God wisdom in the midst of those situations, remaining steadfast, battling our sin, not allowing sin that it's inside of who we are as a person to come out and live in the world. And so, you know, so often we say, well, you know, it's so-and-so's fault. No, our sins come from inside of who we are. And it's also encouraging us to take the word of God and plant it, be doers of the word. And here you got this verse 27, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, to be aware of people that are in need. And a lot of times those orphans and widows, most people just miss them or don't see them, or we get busy and we don't really jump into that. And those are also very difficult situations. If you're involved with a widow, that means they've lost a loved one, lost a spouse. And so life is just hard for that person after they lose a spouse. And then orphans are individuals that mom and dad could or could not, or made the choice to say, okay, we're done. And so that's hard to really sit and think about and process, that there are people out there that have been abandoned, and now they're trying to put their life back together. And so our relationship with the gospel calls us to do some of the hard things, which is a testimony of the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Because in some of these situations, we want to run and hide, and we don't want to be part of that. Then the other part of this 27 is to keep oneself unstained from the world, to keep oneself battling against what the world has to say, and then not only battling that, but saying, okay, look, with God's help and the power of the gospel, I'm not going to get involved in that. So there's not going to be any actions or any sin or anything that we say, okay, yeah, that's not really a big deal. We're gonna go ahead and get involved in that. But no, working through the process of saying no, what pops in my mind is Joseph, when Potiphar's wife would repeatedly work towards, hey, I want a relationship with you. He recognized that if he chose that, that was something against his God, and he was not going to be willing to get involved with her because that was sin. And so he fled. He went in a totally different direction. He left his coat, and then his life changed for a while as he spent time in prison because of his decision to flee, to stay pure. There were costs to him. And so working through, how do I be sober, be vigilant, keep my mind aware of what's going on, battling against what the world has to say. And then there's times that we just need to turn and run and not be part of what the world has to offer, not be part of what is being put in front of us. And so as you know, look at James, there's a lot of neat things in the book of James. And so as I just kind of been working through or thinking through these, just encouraging us to find the places of ministry where there are orphans and widows, find the opportunities where we can serve those people, and then really working hard at being aware of what is coming at us, being aware of what's behind the information that's coming at us, and then saying, you know what, I want to resist that. I don't want that to become part of who I am as I battle day to day, moment to moment, week by week. I don't want to adopt the philosophies of the world. I don't want to be stained by the things that the world's saying is okay and the Word of God is saying no. So Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to walk in truth, to know truth, to have truth, to wrestle with the truth. And so this is a passage that's difficult as you think about orphans and widows and not buying into the lies of the world, being unstained by that. And so I pray you would help us to guard that as family members, to be aware of that, to guard our hearts as we go forward. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to serve and love you. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.